Blog Talk Radio.
Did you hear that, folks? Did you hear those snarling dogs? Well, I didn't play it because of snarling dogs. I played it because that's what so many supporters of Donald Trump and Ted Cruz sound like when they're squared off against each other, particularly on social media today. It's really pretty pathetic, and it's also pretty damaging to the cause that's really important, which we'll talk about in just a minute. Hello, everyone. This is James Dick, your host with North Florida Writer Live. I hadn't planned to do a show today, but this weekend I was kind of troubled by what I see going on. And I'm no angel, trust me, but I really think we need to get our heads screwed on a little bit better, and we're creating a real disaster for ourselves if we're not careful. The topic of my comments tonight are hashtag never Trump or hashtag never Cruz equals Hillary guaranteed. And I think we need to think about the real important item right now. I know some of us like Trump, some of us like Cruz, and it gets pretty hot and heavy. And of course, with social media, where you don't even have to know the person, it's real easy to write nasty or pretty disgusting comments back and forth. And if you go on to social media today, particularly Twitter, it's unbelievable the stuff that's flying around on there. And it's really counterproductive to everything we're trying to do and to what either one of these men's trying to do, despite what you think of them, individually or as a group for that matter. But we got to think about what we're really here for. So I'm going to put on a real short bit of music to really tell us what we're really supposed to be concerned about. And here we go. That, of course, hail to the chief, and that's what it's all about, folks. It's 2016. We're in the middle, actually, we're in the far end of the Republican primary cycle. The conventions will be coming up this summer for both parties. And then in the fall, we will elect the next president of the United States. So what are we doing as Republicans, those of us that are actively involved? Well, some of us are actually rabid, and we're eating our own. That's why I put those dogs up. Because that's kind of what we sound like. And we've got to figure out a way to get serious about what the prize is and work towards it. Folks, it's crunch time in the Republican Party. And the top two candidates, Donald Trump, who's clearly in the lead right now, and Ted Cruz, who's still very competitive, they're going at it hot and heavy. And this is normal, and it's politics. But I don't know about you, but I've never seen animosity quite to the degree that it is this year, and it's even just right into hate. Social media is brimming with sarcasm and something which is far beyond snark. And when you put the hashtag never on the opposition candidate in your own party, you're creating something that really can destroy any possibility of the change that I think we all need. Now, I came out for Trump a while back, but I still like Cruz. And the reason I came out for Trump is I think he's probably more direct about trying to do some things that I think are important. We'll talk about that a little bit. But I also like Cruz a lot because I do believe in the Constitution. And I've made it very clear that if Trump isn't the nominee and Cruz is, I'm going to support him wholeheartedly. I certainly will. But unfortunately, it appears that there are many out there who aren't willing to do this, not willing to forgive and forget from the battle. And if that plays out into November, we're going to be guaranteeing the election of Hillary Clinton. Because make no mistake about it, folks, the Democrats will come together. They always do. And Hillary is an ideologue. And I think she could very well prove to be much more damaging to the country than her current president is. I really do. And the Republican establishment, sadly, and they're the ones who created our problem in the first place, by not doing their job and allowing Obama's things to just go through, sail through, take place with nary a comment from our leaders who ran on a campaign that they were going to stop this stuff. They created the problem in the first place. But I think they might also likely be pleased if Hillary's elected over either Trump or Cruz. I mean, they hate both of them. They probably hate Cruz more than Trump because Ted Cruz, of course, has been in the Senate. He's been a thorn in their side. But they don't like Trump because they know they're going to have a day of reckoning if he's in the White House. And I think they will. And they've shown repeatedly that the only thing of importance to them is maintaining their positions in Washington. And I think that's really sad. That's what it's come down to, folks. We've got a party that is so concerned about maintaining its cushy situation, living in a lifestyle that, of course, has been taken away from most Americans. And frankly, a lot of Americans may never see it again. And they don't even care. Now, say what you want about either Cruz or Trump. But I think they both want America to be changed back to the way it was. Oh, not with all the imperfections. They want to change some things because there are things that always need to be changed. But they want it to go back to where the people were proud of their country. They were glad to say they were Americans, and they were able to go to work, make a living, come home and support their families, not be harassed by all kinds of stuff that has no business coming after them at all, and getting the government basically out of their life as much as possible. I really believe both those guys would like to do that. I do. And, of course, there are arguments about that. There are some people that say that Ted Cruz is Satan personified, and there are others who approach Trump. I'm sorry, not Ted Cruz. Donald Trump is Satan. Well, wait, excuse me. John Boehner did say he thought he was Lucifer, and John Boehner is absolutely disgusting. And thank goodness he's not in the House of Representatives as a speaker anymore. But no, people on Facebook and Twitter, especially Twitter, they talk about, you know, you can't support Donald Trump and be a Christian. And then others come out and say, well, Trump is great and Cruz is horrible and he's a womanizer. All this stuff that has absolutely nothing to do with what we're dealing with. So I want you to think about that for a minute. And let's look at the pictures as we do that. First of all, I show a map of the American nation in flag format upside down. Now, you know the upside down American flag is a distress symbol. I know a guy who lives not far from me that's been flying it upside down for the last 2 years. A lot of people question him, but I know where he's coming from. But I have it upside down not so much as the distress symbol as the fact that we are upside down as a country. We have turned everything upside down in this country. We have made what is right wrong and what is wrong right. And we got to stop it. We got to get back to basics. We got to get back to making this country great again, putting people to work again, giving them more freedom again. You know, that's what they need to do. And sadly, neither one of the national parties tend to want to do that, it seems. They're more concerned with the power that they can keep building for themselves. Because those that are up there in Washington, they don't see the problem. You know, there's construction. I think five of the richest counties in America surround Washington, D.C., while the rest of the country's going down the tubes. So that's why Trump and Cruz both gain traction. even though they're very, very different, they're gaining traction because people want change, and real change, not Obama's change to destroy the country, but change to build it back up, to make it what it should be, so that we can be proud of it again. That's what's going on here. So you got that first symbol, then you got a picture of Trump, and you got a picture of Ted Cruz. The two principals. Kasich's still hanging around out there, but he's like a gnat flitting around just causing a little trouble. Then you've got the elephant, the Republican symbol. Then you've got the elephant marching into Cleveland, because that's where, of course, the Republican convention will be this summer. And it's probably going to be pretty heated in many ways. Outside and in, I imagine there'll be a lot of protesters. You know, wherever Trump goes, he draws protesters, violence. This weekend when he was in California, it was pretty disgusting. And they were all out there carrying Mexican flags around. And I said, keep it up, boys, and you'll make sure he gets elected. I mean, it's just absolutely disgusting. And to watch the San Francisco police pretty much stand by and watch it happen was pretty ridiculous. Then there's a picture of Hillary, and I put up a cartoon. It shows her putting the flag up at Iwo Jima, and I put that up in jest because remember when she flew into the green zone in Baghdad, which is a very safe area, and she said that, oh, we came in under sniper fire. Give me a break, Hillary. There was never any sniper fire or anything going off around you. Then there's a picture of some of the riches of America, rich farmland. We're very blessed, but yet nobody can afford groceries anymore. That's not because we don't grow them and don't have the land for it. It's because of what government does with it. Redistribution of wealth. Every place it's happened is a disaster. Look at Venezuela right now. They're going broke. They don't have enough to eat. They can't even get toilet paper. Maybe Bernie ought to go down there on his vacation after Hillary has iced her coronation to run as a Democrat. And lastly, the cross, the Bible, and the flag, representing our tie as Americans to God. Make no mistake about it, folks. America was founded under God. God had a lot to do with the blessings that we've had for so long, but I think he's probably a little bit ticked off right now. I think he's looking for some major change in us. Will we do that is the question. So I want you to think about those things for a minute, and I want to ask you the question. You know the old question about 4 years ago or 8 years ago, are you better off today than you were then? Well, you know, I think the answer is obvious unless you're an ideologue. We are much worse off, and we've got to turn things around. And I think it's time that we get a little satisfaction. So here's the Rolling Stones. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. timeless Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones. Folks, I first heard that song on my way to enroll in the University of Arizona. So I won't date the year, but it was a long time ago. And I will say while I was there in school, and I enjoyed it there, I had the opportunity to attend several meetings and even get a chance to talk one-on-one with Mr. Conscience of a Conservative, Barry Goldwater. He's always been my hero. So that'll tell you where I'm coming from. Okay. Tomorrow, Indiana has its primary, and it looks like right now that Trump's probably in the lead. But you never know until the fat lady sings and the polling booth is all closed. Going into tomorrow, Trump has a pretty big lead. He's up over 400 delegates over Cruz, and he's just right at or almost at the 1,000 delegate mark. So he's got, you know, less than 250 basically to get the nomination, unless there's some kind of hanky-panky going on that's who knows the way things are now. And, of course, Mr. Cruz doesn't want to give up. He's working hard, as if he believes what he believes, and I think he does. He probably should. But I had a tough decision when I decided which way to go, but I picked Trump for a couple things. First was trade. I think he'll be very hard on all of this NAFTA stuff and all the deals with the EU, the TPP, the TPA, and the DP, whatever else they have. And I don't mean toilet paper, folks. I'm talking about trade agreements. But here's the thing. And everybody jumps down my throat. Oh, free trade. We got to have free trade. But here's the problem. There's nothing free about the trade, the way it's set up. It's rigged against us. We lose on every deal that we get into. We do. Look at what happens with our deficit. We trade with China, they make a fortune. They get our good stuff, and they send us their cheap crap. They really do. And this is all over the world like this. It's been going on this way for a long time. It's not just recently. Trade deficit's been building for a long time. So that's got to change. Now, one of the things we got to do is we got to change our tax system. Another thing Trump wants to do, he wants to lower taxes because we can't afford to have any more businesses run out of the United States because of the tax situation. And he wants to bring a lot of that money from overseas back without penalizing them so much. I think they shouldn't penalize them anything. So he and Cruz don't really disagree all that much, except Cruz is much more of a free trader than Trump is without any strings attached, because he basically initially came out for the TPP. Immigration. Oh, wow. What can I say there? Right now, there is no law. There is no border. They're coming across by the thousands every day. We got to seal that border. We got to put a wall up. We got to control it. And we got to make sure that we only bring in people that we truly need, not people to come in on H-1B visas and replace people who are already employed by companies like Disney. Cruz is a big one for H-1B visa program, huge increases in it. I don't see why. We've got so many people out of work. We got computer people that are backed up everywhere that can't get a job. So what's the deal here, folks? What's going on? I mentioned taxes already. And then there's law and order. Now, think about this for a minute. And I ask anybody this. And everybody says, oh, Cruz is great and Trump's evil. But why is it that the Mexican flag shows up everywhere screaming and yelling, chained together to keep Trump from speaking? Because La Raza is tied into both of the establishments to keep the open doors for illegals in the United States for cheap labor. The Republicans want cheap labor, and the Democrats want cheap votes. There's no question that's what's going on. And Trump is the only one that really spoke up about it. Oh, Cruz has spoken up against it. Don't get me wrong, because I've gotten hit on that with Facebook for a long time. People saying, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I do know what I'm talking about. And Trump's got a pretty good platform. If you read his website, if you'll take a look at it, DonaldJTrump.com, got some good stuff there. Read it. Jeff Sessions is my hero on immigration. And he endorsed Trump, even though he also likes Cruz, as I do, because he thought Trump was stronger. So the reason I'm saying all this, folks, I'm not trying to change anybody's mind on how you vote in the primaries. If you believe in Ted Cruz, go for it. If you believe in Donald Trump, go for it. And both of you probably have some right and some wrong in what you're going to do. Because guess what, folks? These guys are mortal men. They're mortal men. They are sinners, whether they want to admit it or not. So they're going to make mistakes. But I truly believe that both have the best interests of the United States in their heart and in their plans. I truly believe that. And I've heard people say, oh, Trump is just a phony. I don't think so, folks. He's almost 70 years old. He doesn't need any more money. He's got a family of bright young people that he's brought up very well, by the way, and trained them well to take over his business. And I really believe that he wants to do something positive for the country that he loves. You can say whatever you want to him. You can say he's too liberal. You can say he's a liar. You can say anything you want. But I'll tell you what, he loves America, as does Ted Cruz, I believe. So we don't really have an argument there. But what I'm asking is, cut all of this crap out. You know, this weekend I was on Twitter Saturday, and I just put up a little comment about the Trump train and a picture of it. And I didn't get into nasty, anything. I just, here comes the Trump train rolling into Indiana. Well, my gosh, I got hit with, you're stupid, you can't be a Christian and be in support of Trump, blah, blah, blah. I just had it up to my neck. And by the same token, there are supporters from Trump that are doing the same thing. They're calling Ted Cruz a womanizer, he's an illegal, all this stuff they're throwing out there. Just stop it, folks. Just stop it. I hope Trump wins. I think he will. I could be wrong. If he doesn't in the primaries, if he doesn't get the nomination, I'll support Ted Cruz. I won't support John Kasich, I can tell you that. I won't support what the rhinos do, the establishment, because I don't believe that Ted is really tied to the establishment. But he's closer to the establishment in one way. He grew up in the Bush administration, folks, worked for him a long time, worked for him in Texas. Nothing wrong with that. Except he's part of the system, even if he's an outsider. Trump really isn't. They don't want Trump anywhere. They don't want Cruz either. They don't want either one of them. That's the point I'm trying to make. But here's the big thing. If we keep this up, and if you say never something, you know, my mother told me years ago when I was a young man, never say never, because you might have to take it back. And here's the thing, folks, and I know people are going to be angry whichever way it goes. That's human nature. And you got to take your time and get over it. Just stop spouting off on social media, hiding behind your computer. Just cut the crap out and get serious for a minute. Here's the thing. Think about what Hillary Clinton represents. Think about what she represents. Think about Benghazi. Think about her complete disregard for security of American documents with a computer that she knew she shouldn't have that stuff on. By the way, any government employee that does that goes to prison for sure. No questions asked, no huge investigation. Doesn't take long. Think about her past. Her past is the coattails. She would have never gotten anywhere without them, whether you like it or not. Now, I'm no fan of Bill Clinton's, but Bill Clinton knew how to play the game, and he also knew how to bend when he needed to and he was losing. I mean, think about it, folks. Bill Clinton took credit for the changes in the welfare system back in the 90s that Newt Gingrich set up because he knew he could co-opt it from the Republicans, and he did. But at least he was smart enough to do that, and he was also a pretty likable guy. They say if you walk in the room, he's kind of like Reagan. You really like talking to him. Hillary's not like that. She's not likable at all. Why do you think they talk about her riding a broom? That's where it comes from. And all Hillary cares about is money. She will go after money anywhere. I mean, anybody that's paying Hillary Clinton $250,000 and up for a speech, have you ever heard the woman speak? Of course you have. She's on there all the time. She screeches. She coughs. She cackles. Come on, folks. Open your eyes and look at this. This woman is only interested in herself, totally. And I don't think you could say that about either one of my two Republicans I'm talking about. So I'm just asking you folks, and I'm sorry for venting tonight, but this weekend bothered me. And of course, I do a lot of stuff on Twitter. Sunday, I have a thing that I do. I call it hashtag politics free Sunday. And I don't talk about politics. And people come after me and try to goad me into it, but I don't. I talk about my Christian belief. I talk about animals and nature. I talk about just kind of easygoing stuff to stay away from the political crap. Because it gets absurd. People get possessed by this stuff. They get angry. They start screaming at people. Come on, folks. We're Americans. We can do better than this. I don't believe Ted Cruz or Donald Trump want either one of these things to happen. Now, they say Trump is trying to create hate. He's not creating hate. He's just telling the truth. He's not politically correct. What a refreshing thing to have in America. Somebody that's not politically correct. Everybody knows that the border's a shambles. Everybody knows that we're spending millions of dollars moving kids around the country at government expense to hide them so that they can infiltrate every straight state in America. And we don't know how many of them are from Syria and how many of those could be jihadists because we have no way of checking them out. That's what brought Trump in, what got him going. And that's why he's doing so well, because people are tired of what's been going on. And if you elect Hillary, it's going to be the third term of Barack, or quite possibly worse. So I'm going to end it with that, folks. Just think a little bit. Calm down, relax a little bit. Laugh a little bit. Get away from it. You can still be passionate about your candidate. I would hope you are. I know I am. But like I say, don't say you're not going to support the other guy if he's running against Hillary. Because if you do that, you might never get another chance. It'd be the end of us, folks. Okay, folks. My sidekick from many shows, Mark Collier, decided to call in tonight. And I told him what I was going to do. And he said, well, you know, I'd kind of like to throw in my 2 cents worth. So I'm going to put Mark on right now, and let me get him up for us. Coming up next. Mark, how are you this evening?
Jim, I'm good. I enjoyed that monologue there quite a bit. I know what you're trying to do here, and I think maybe people need to step back. Look, this is a country in which we have a democratically elected republic. That means we vote for the agents of our republic who represent us, whether at the local, state, or federal level. We just happen to be in the process of working through our things on the federal level, okay? If your candidate gets more votes, that's who you have to choose from. Yes, no, right, wrong, or indifferent. Doesn't matter. If Ted Cruz had 1,000 delegates, I can tell you the situation would be different. But he doesn't. He only has about 555 or 60 last I saw. Okay, he's mathematically, you know, eliminated from the thing. But being nasty about it, you know, these trolls that have been bothering you, look, you're absolutely right. We have to unite behind who we have democratically selected within the process of the primaries to represent our party. And I'd say, what, 75 or 80% of what we all believe? That's pretty good in today's day and age in politics. So we actually have a real choice come November. We can go along and just sort of play the game a la the Democrats and Hillary, or we can actually try something different, a different approach, different kind of viewpoint from how we're going to look at things in the federal government. Makes perfect sense to me, because what we've been doing for the last 8, 16, 24 years really hasn't been working out all that well. So we're going to go ahead and cap it off with Hillary and, go back to the Clinton era. Nah, that's not going to work. Wasn't that great when we went through it. But I can tell you, thing with never this, never that, wouldn't dare vote for, you're going to usher in what you really, really don't want. And so you have to sort of swallow it a little bit and say, well, look, if I had a choice between Trump and Hillary, I'd vote for Trump. If I had a choice between Ted Cruz and Hillary, I'd vote for Ted. But Ted didn't make his peace. He didn't play his cards right, in my personal opinion. He could have just as easily been a vice president. Young man, I think he's only about 45, 46. You know, study under the knee of the master, do a few things, make a name for yourself in the government. Trump's not going to be president forever. Says he only wants to do it for 4 years. Bingo. You the man, all right? Who are they going to turn to? The presumptive nominee of the party, if the president doesn't run, is the current vice president.
That's true.
Would have been a cushy job, right? But he just never got that. Instead, he got this sort of snarly, nasty attitude about this thing, you know, Trump this, Trump that. I mean, look. If you're going to go ahead and participate in this process, there are winners, there are losers. Parties tend to unite around the winner. And, you know, in, I would guess, not more than about 25 or 6 hours from now, we're going to know who the nominee of the party is. And everybody
unfortunately, I don't think that.
And all these little naysayers that have been popping up on your Twitter account, you know, grow up, you know.
Well, let me just say to you about that.
I don't know what else you would tell.
You know, let me just say that they don't bother me in the sense of hurting my feelings or anything at all. But what bothers me is what I see it's doing to the country when this happens. Because when these people keep, you know, pounding on each other, you know, when they need to come together, whichever way it goes, you know, they need to come together because, like you say, otherwise we're basically going to usher in nothing but pure tyranny. If you listen to what Hillary wants to do, she wants your guns. She wants all of your money by raising taxes by huge amounts. She's going to leave you with nothing. And by the way, here's something I want to put out that I forgot to earlier. Right now, the average child coming over here illegally, the government is giving them in benefits $17,600 a year. They're getting more than the average Social Security retiree. Put that in your pipe and smoke. Absolutely insane. And it's stuff like that are the reason why Trump got so much traction. Because people have had it, period. They've had it. And you can't blame them.
Well,
I've had it. You've had it.
Well, it doesn't make any sense, Jim. I mean, look, maybe the whole idea of America first, let's make America great again. You know, implied in that particular statement is, if we think about America, we can make America great again. Let's think about Americans.
Sure.
How does this work for the majority of people? Right? There are an awful lot of folks out there just not employed, giving up, to heck with it, living in the basement of their parents' house. Look, that's not how you extend the nuclear family, right? It's not the right way to go about it. So I'm thinking, why not give the guy a chance? We've had Barack Obama, the savior. Oh, everything's great. Everything can work out peachy keen. Change, hope, all that stuff, right? How'd that work for everybody? Sarah Palin used to say, it's kind of the hopey changey kind of thing, didn't work out. Well, it's absolutely true. So that's why we can't really do business as usual. We can't be as nasty to each other. You know, but Republicans never used to be that way. As much as Ronald Reagan probably disliked George Herbert Walker Bush, they kept it quiet because they knew if they fought among themselves, you just gave fodder to the Democrat Party because you know it's going to wind up in a negative ad and they're going to say, oh, and voodoo economics and all of that. It's time to call a truce to that. Somebody needs to stop. You know, an adult in the room needs to stand up and say, okay, that's it, it's over. As much as we have our issues with Mr. Trump is our nominee, and we have to go forward. Personally, I think he'll win, from what I can tell, by close to 20 points out there tomorrow night in Indiana. I've talked to some folks out there, say, you know, people are throwing their Kasich signs in the trash and going down and grabbing as many Trump signs as they can get. They've run out. They've had to reprint 3 different times. I mean, that tells me that some people are pretty upset. And if you don't know anything about the Rust Belt, there are 2 things you should know. These people have taken it on the chin for 30-something years. They're getting tired.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All those shut down factories and stuff?
They generally don't fall for a lot of BS. You tell them straight, and that's fine. You tell them, and then you lie or you don't deliver, you're toast. Okay? They don't, you know, I've tried to sell things in that environment. You better be very upfront, very direct. This is how it works. And then deliver. The problem, though, Jim, is we've had politics on both sides of the aisle, and some of these co-opted politicians down in D.C. and other places, you know, it's just, that's a nice word for corrupt. But they promise, oh, yeah, we're going to do this. Oh, we're going to defund that. Oh, we're going to do this. Oh, our kids are going to be smart, you know. And then they get up there and they don't do a darn thing. And I think people have had enough of it. People are starting to wake up. They're starting to see this and go, well, you know, maybe we have a choice. Maybe we have a voice. There's a chance we can get this done. By no means guaranteed, Donald Trump is one man. But I think
we're going to see one way or the other. Yep.
Well, you know, the tone of leadership is set, and, you know, you've been in the military, is set by leadership. You know, the folks at the top
set the tone. Yep.
And soon as somebody says, hey, we're not going to tolerate that anymore, guess what? Zero tolerance happens just all the way down the line because they know, you know, the commanding general is going to put up with this nonsense anymore. All right? You know,
well,
cross the line,
they're good points.
Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I appreciate your putting in your 2 cents worth. And by the way, folks, Mark's going to be back with me Thursday morning. We're going to do a show where we're going to talk a little bit about Indiana, and we're going to talk about the aftermath of that, and a little bit of follow-on from where we are now to see where things are going. I just hope that at some point reality strikes home and people get real because, you know, as I said when I was speaking earlier, Donald Trump is not Satan and Ted Cruz isn't the Savior. They're both mortal men. And I think they both have some good ideas, and they're trying to do what they can to bring those about. The question is, who do you think can do it more effectively and faster? Because we got a time crunch right now. We're running out of time. The money keeps being printed, but we don't have anything to show for it. So, so anyway, I need to shut this thing down for tonight. But Mark, I do appreciate you. And by the way, folks, 10 o'clock Thursday morning, we'll be back. I'll put something up tomorrow on it so you'll be able to see it in advance. But I appreciate your 2 cents worth. You being from Indiana, I thought it was good that you wanted to come on there like you did because you know it out there. I've spent some time out there in Indianapolis. And yeah, they're down to earth. They don't mess around. They're good people, but, you know, you only screw them one time around. they wise up after a while. And then you got hell.
Now, you won't even really want to do that if you want to stay in business up that way. you deliver when you say you're going to be there. All right, my friend, thank you very much for letting me put my 2.5 cents in there.
Glad you called in. Glad you called in.
All right.
And, folks, this is my...
Have a great one, and I'll talk to you Thursday morning.
Roger that, my friend. Once again, folks, that was my friend Mark Collier. He's a good friend, and he has some good insight. Here's the thing, folks. This is the show that wasn't supposed to be, but it's been because I just felt like I had to say it. I got it off my chest. So just everybody relax a little bit and, you know, get it together and come on, let's make this thing work the best we can. And not everybody's going to win, but somebody is. It's just the way it goes. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, folks, it's important that we keep Hillary out of the White House. Extremely important because her plans are not good, what she wants to do, unless you're a progressive, and I'm not. I call myself a conservative Republican. Sometimes I think I'm almost more towards libertarian, but no, I say Republican. I don't always vote Republican. I vote for some independents. I vote for some other people. Even voted for a couple of Democrats in local elections. But the point is, we've got to get this country under control. So that's what I think both of these men are trying to do. So just let's go with the flow a little bit, whatever we got to do, because whatever's going to happen is going to happen anyway. But we want to be ready for it. And we want to try to make sure that we don't make it worse. So let's close this show out tonight with something a little more patriotic, folks, because we need that. And I just want to say that you can listen to this show again or refer it to somebody else at blogtalkradio.com/North Florida Writer Live. It will be available 24/7, about 10 minutes after it ends. And you can also look me up on my website, NorthFloridaWriter.com. And I do run a blog, not every day, but almost. And sometimes I write about my shows and other things. I write about God, country, and American way of life, as well as some politics. So anyway, to close out, here is a song that we all know, and it's a beauty. Lee Greenwood, God Bless the USA. God bless you, folks. Have a great evening. And let's make America shine as we go forward. Let's bring our country back. Have a great evening, folks, and I'll sign off with this song. Good night, everybody.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say. American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this.